Hello and welcome to the Parliament podcast. This episode is about the Travelling the Distance artwork here at the Scottish Parliament. My name is Stuart Buchanan. I work in the web and social media team. And with me today is Fiona McDougall, the exhibitions manager and art curator at the Scottish Parliament. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Stuart.
So for those who have not yet visited and seen the Travelling the Distance artwork, can you describe it? And then secondly, tell us a little bit about what's new this year.
So Travelling the Distance is an installation of handwritten sentences made in porcelain, and it was conceived of and created by the artist Shauna McMullen. It's on display in an area of the Parliament building just round the corner from the main welcome space, and it fills three very tall, 4 metre high walls. So the porcelain sentences run really from the very top of the wall down to the floor. So in one sense, it's a very large scale immersive piece. But what we find is that our visitors very quickly zone in on a particular piece of writing, a particular word or phrase that is appealing to them or that's, you know, intriguing to them.
Okay, great. So this artwork has actually been in the building since 2006, right?
Yeah, the artwork, it was created after the then Scottish Executive, their Equality Unit, wanted to fund a piece of public sculpture in the relatively new Parliament building. The building opened in 2004, that celebrated in quite a permanent way women's lives and achievements and histories here in the Scottish Parliament building. So, you know, we agreed to do this, and, you know, there was a commissioning process that took place. And Shauna McMullen's idea was very appealing to us. She wanted to use this opportunity to make an artwork that really pushed the idea of collaboration. So she invited 99 women to basically to write a tribute about another woman who had been inspirational to them. And the women approached this in very different ways. Some women wrote about famous historical figures like pioneering female doctors Elsie Ingalls and Sophia Jex Blake. Other women wrote about people who women they felt were currently leaders in their field, you know, in areas like law or writing. And other women wrote about friendship, about women who'd cared for them and kind of celebrated the role of women who are not well known, who are not well kent faces. So there's a real diversity of voices. And what the artist did was really very special. She brought 99 other women on a creative journey with her. You know, so there's 100 tributes on the walls of the Scottish Parliament to women of Scotland.
That's amazing. And the part that I like the most about it is that each woman's handwriting has been captured. Can you tell us a little bit more about that element of the work?
So it was very important for the artist that although she was working with words and with writing, that it still had the feeling of being a contemporary piece of art. So handwriting, she'll talk about this, is quite close to the idea of drawing. And of course, everyone's handwriting is individual. And it's a piece that's very much about identity, people's lives across different places, backgrounds, times. So the handwriting works both as a kind of visual element and also helps reinforce this idea of kind of multiple identities that she's captured in this collaborative artwork.
Let's talk about what's new in the artwork.
So we've found over the years that our visitors come and, you know, you can relate to the sentences on the wall without knowing who wrote the sentence or who it's about, because some of them are very universal and very easy to relate to. But people like to know who the women are who wrote the sentences and who they wrote them about. We were also aware that the artist had carried out this amazing journey, this research process over 12 months, and that we weren't conveying that to visitors. So you can experience the artwork or it is, or you can now choose to find out more by using the digital exhibit beside the artwork. And what was really important to us in making this was, one, to let visitors hear from the artist herself, but also we wanted visitors to have this sense of being able to choose any one sentence from the sculpture and to dig a bit deeper and find out more about it.
I would compare it to the bonus features of a DVD, maybe the new exhibition. It's the original work, but so much more about the process and the background. Would that be
Yeah, fair? No, that's a good comparison. Yeah, no, I think we like that. Yeah.
Great. And why have you chosen this year to add the interactive content?
I think it's something we've always wanted to do, but we're aware that this is the Parliament is 20 years old this year. And these women, you know, they're part of the history of the art collection. They're kind of part of the history of the building and of who we are. You know, lots of living women are celebrated, lots of historical women. And we wanted to make sure that we captured and conveyed some of the stories behind this unique work of art in our anniversary year. So we launched the exhibit on International Women's Day earlier this year. And we invited a lot of the women who had taken part, as many as we could find, actually, over 10 years later. We invited them to come into the Parliament and just celebrate, you know, being part of this artwork on the walls of the building.
Brilliant. So I think it's a good time now to maybe pause and listen to one of the contributors to the artwork. Give us a background as to where this clip comes from. So this is part of the new interactive content, is that correct?
It is correct. So, I mean, the sentence that curator Deborah Haas wrote was about the Holocaust survivor and artist Marianne Grant. So Deborah wrote, "Your artwork survived the Holocaust. Now we can see and feel, learn and remember." And what we decided to do was we interviewed 10 of the 100 women and, of course, the artist herself. And we asked them to tell us about what inspired you to write about this particular woman. Why her out of everyone you could write about? Tell us more about who she is, what she meant to you, and also tell us about you. You know, we want to know about you as well. So this is Deborah talking about why she wrote about Marianne Grant.
Your artworks survived the Holocaust. Now we can see and feel, learn and remember. I wrote those words about Marianne Grant, who was born Marianne Herrmann in Prague in 1921. Marianne and her mother were two amongst millions of Jewish people who were targeted for slave labour and annihilation by the Nazi regime in the 1930s and in the Second World War. Marianne and her mother survived occupation, being sent to Theresienstadt, slave labour. They were in Auschwitz and they were in Bergen-Belsen, where they were liberated. What's extraordinary about Marianne is that when she could, she painted with her watercolours what she saw around her. She'd always wanted to be an artist from when she was a child. And there is the most extraordinary collection of artworks. I knew Marianne all my life. She was the wife of the minister of the synagogue that my family attended, but I didn't know her Holocaust story until, as a curator at Glasgow Museums, I was researching for a redisplay on the topic of the Holocaust. And I remember clearly the day Marianne and I went up into the attic, to the trunk where the artworks were, and saying, "You sure you're okay to look at this?" And she said, "Yes." She hadn't opened it for a long time, and we opened it and saw this extraordinary journey through these artworks that she and her mother had been forced to go on. We did the exhibition, and afterwards agreed with Marianne that to take her artworks into public collection, and they're now on display rotationally, permanently in Glasgow museums. It was a privilege working with Marianne, and there's no question that her personality and her artworks helped save her through these horrendous times. And I'm just so proud and pleased that her artworks will go on inspiring people to consider their past and to think about the future, and the travelling the distance helps with that as well.
Okay, what's your sort of reflection from hearing that? It's obviously a very powerful story.
I think it's an incredible thing that an artwork that sets out to capture the stories, histories, lives, achievements of women in Scotland touches on the story of a refugee, an artist coming to Scotland and the experiences she had. So, you know, there's Marianne's own life and artistic career that's being celebrated. But I think it's also important to hear from Deborah about, you know, what the role she's played in helping the work be collected and displayed on a long-term basis in, you know, Glasgow museums. I think that's really important as well. The artwork celebrates a lot of women who are well known. It celebrates artists. Just very close to this sentence is another one which could really only be about the artist Joan Eardley. Her paintings give us two Scotlands, Glasgow kids and eastern seascapes. So the artwork celebrates a lot of women who are artists, who are writers, women who are kind of at the very top of their field, but it also celebrates women who are not well known and who've made a difference to others because of their role as carers, as grandmothers, as mothers, as friends. So I think for me, what's really exciting about this artwork is that it kind of parallels very, very famous women with the women who won't make it into the history books, but their kind of lives and their values and their influence is very, very important.
And they're all being given the same space and the same level of importance in this artwork.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, that's a really important aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. There are, I believe, 100 sentences that make up the artwork. So that's 99 women plus the artist's own sentence. And altogether, it's something like 152 women represented in the sculpture. You've already touched on the fact that there are some notable, some famous historical women and some not. Are there some sentences that you would like to highlight from the artwork?
So there's 100 sentences, which means there's 100 different voices in this artwork. So most of them are in English. 9 of them are in the Gaelic language, which is great. And a lot of them incorporate some words from the Scots language as well. So we've got one here that reflects on our own history at the opening of the Parliament. Wanny us, she sings like a linty among the grandeur, the pompous and the sombre suited. That's about the singer Sheena Wellington singing at the opening of the Parliament in 1999. When Bridget McConnell writes about her mother, she uses the word smeddum. You know, she's writing about the determination that her mother had to make sure that she had opportunities that weren't open to her mother and her grandmother's generation. And that's a great word, smeddum, you know. I don't think there's an easy way to say it in English. The great thing about the sculpture is different people react to different sentences. And for me, when I take visitors round, I love to see which sentences will appeal to different people. Some of them, as we've talked about, are about famous women. Some of them you can relate to without knowing the background as well. A lot of them celebrate women's friendships, values like being caring, being supportive, that sort of thing. Some of them are just plain intriguing. Walks towards trouble and walks away laughing every time. You know, who doesn't want to know who that's about? And that's about Maggie Fyfe, who was involved in the Isle of Egg Island buyout.
Great. So we've just heard some more sentences from the artwork. Maybe it's time that we heard from the artist herself. So this next clip is, again, from the new interactive content that makes up the Travelling the Distance exhibition. It's by Shauna McMullen, the artist, and it's going to be her talking about the process of creating the artwork and her description of mapping, which I think is probably not the way that most people understand mapping. How would you sort of bring us into this clip?
So for Shauna, she had this interest in mapping. And when she made this work, she was going on a very particular journey. And she wanted to explore connections between women across place, time and class, and to make connections where perhaps we don't think they exist. So the journey that she took involved physically travelling around Scotland and meeting with 99 women. And she also asked each woman to refer her on to another woman to help with her journey. So it's not a straightforward journey. Sometimes a woman would refer her on to two other women. And so there would be kind of two strands to follow. So when the artist talks about mapping, she really wants to explore the distances that might exist between women across place and time and background, and to find the connections that exist between women.
Mapping's always been something that's been really important that I've used throughout my career, finding ways to disrupt and dismantle and challenge the authority that maps have. And I wanted to try and find a way of being able to bring that into Travelling the Distance as well. So I wanted to try and find a method that would allow me to come up with a map that wasn't predetermined and laid out by other people, but that was generated through the process of actually just making the work. And that's what ended up coming out of the process, that at the end of it I had this piece of paper with 100 points on it that was very similar to a family tree, and it showed and represented the series of connections from one person to the next. The timing of the commission was also closely connected with the 100th year anniversary of the Scottish suffragette movement. So I knew that I needed to try and involve as many people, as many women as I could in the work, and having that as a as a framework and a context allowed me to think, okay, 100, that seems like a reasonable number of women to involve, and should allow me to be able to get a real diversity of voices included in that. So handwriting was a way of, a very simple way to be able to reveal as many identities as possible within the work. Everybody's handwriting is completely different, some legible, some totally illegible, some very abstract, some very prosaic, but ultimately every single one was going to be very, very different. And rather than having one clear authoritarian voice communicating for all, being able to have the 100 identities of the woman there in the handwriting seemed like a very simple but a very powerful way to be able to do that. Porcelain came about through a series of tests and experiments in the studio. I was trying to find a material that would allow me to be able to get the really fine detail of the lines of some of the handwriting, and also maintain a kind of strength and robustness. I wanted the material, whichever material was used, to be able to work in conversation with the fabric of the architecture of the space as it was, and that was flat, grey, matte concrete, so the porcelain worked alongside that really nicely as well. I knew quite early on in the process of making the work that I didn't want to name individuals within the work itself as it was presented in the space. And the reason for doing that was that I didn't want the work to just simply be about those 100 individuals, but that in some way, without the names, it was capable of being able to talk to anybody that came and read it or spent time with it. It's still relevant and still open and still possible to be able to go in presently and be able to have an engagement with it as a viewer and to read and to see yourself within the lines of the work. The title Travelling the Distance came from an essay I was reading at the time of doing the research for the project. It was an essay called Travelling the Distance, Encountering the Other by the writer Jane Rendon. And it fitted really well with lots of things that I was thinking about at the time, and in terms of my approach to developing the work. I was having to travel distance geographically in order to meet the women that were involved in the project, but everybody that contributed was also having to travel a distance in terms of thinking about who they wanted to have commemorated or remembered there in the artwork. So yeah, it fitted in lots of different ways. I think whenever you look at the map of the women who've been involved and you look at where they've come from and you look at the backgrounds that they've had, there is a sense that the work was successful, the process was successful in being able to bridge some of those gaps between ethnicity, between background, between cultures, between generations. And that I set out, that was an ideal, that was something I really wanted to try and have embedded in the work. The artwork is very much about acknowledging what women have contributed historically to society and to culture and to Scottish life, but it's also about the potential and the possibility for what women can go on to do.
So that was Shauna McMullen, the artist. You can hear more of that interview and some other clips from the interactive exhibition that's here at the Parliament. Fiona, thank you for chatting to us. How can people come and experience this artwork here themselves?
Well, the Scottish Parliament building is open 6 days a week, Monday to Friday, and you can just walk in off the street and come and see Shauna's amazing Travelling the Distance artwork or the digital exhibit about it. Or you can go on one of our art tours with our lovely visitor services guides who will take you around the building and show you more of the amazing art collection that is here in the Parliament building.
Fantastic. And you can even pass it by on the regular parliamentary tour as well, I believe. It will be mentioned there too.
Sure, yeah. So the tour of the Parliament building includes a stop at Shauna McMullen's Travelling the Distance.
So there's no way of missing the artwork, basically.
If you're one of the millions of people who've been in the Scottish Parliament building, you know, for a tour or an event or to meet your MSP, there's a chance you've seen this artwork and chatted about it. And yeah, if you're coming for the first time, you're definitely not going to miss it.
That's brilliant. And since we are mentioning the 20th year of the Scottish Parliament, is there anything else happening on the art front in terms of other exhibitions this year?
So we're introducing a new permanent exhibition, exploring 20 years of devolution and looking at individual people's experiences of campaigning for changes in the law. That opens on the 29th of June. And then opening on the 31st of July, we have both the World Press Photo Exhibition of International Photojournalism and also an exhibition of about 50 works by Scottish press photographers.
Brilliant. Sounds fantastic. Fiona, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. Good to speak to you.